Welcome to the Meditation Minis Podcast, mind-shifting meditations to help you feel better fast, with your host, hypnotist Shel Hamilton.
Hello and welcome to this episode of the Meditation Minis Podcast. This episode is brought to you by Blue Apron. Did you know that for less than $10 per person per meal, Blue Apron delivers seasonal recipes along with pre-portioned ingredients to make delicious home-cooked meals? My son and I have been enjoying Blue Apron for several months now, and one of the things that I love about it is that, well, two things actually. One is that I can let him loose in the kitchen to follow these step-by-step instructions. He is a teenager. If your child is younger, you probably want to oversee them a bit more than I oversee my teen. But the other thing I love is that I can log into the website at any time and switch out upcoming deliveries. I'm a huge fish lover, so I always want the fish recipes at my door, and the ability to switch things out makes that happen very easily. Check out this week's menu and get your first three meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/minis. You will love how good it feels and tastes to create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron, so don't wait. That's blueapron.com/minis. Blue Apron, a better way to cook. This week, we are going to do a meditation that's a little different than maybe a lot of the ones in the podcast stream, but it is definitely a request that I get often. And I know that when I am in this place, that it is very painful. So I decided, yes, let's go ahead and do this as a podcast episode. Today, we're going to focus on how to get over someone and to get over them in a way that doesn't repress feelings, doesn't have you forget about them completely. As a hypnotherapist, I actually get that phone call quite often that people call and say, I'm miserable. Can you just erase this person from my mind completely? No, we don't want to do that, because then you erase the lessons learned as well. But there are things that we can do, things that we can practice that help us move through that process with greater ease, so that we're no longer struggling against it or judging ourselves for having the feelings in the first place. Creating struggle and creating self-condemnation about feelings that we're having, those are the two things I feel really keep us stuck and amp up any situation, whether it's trying to get over somebody or trying to overcome anxiety. Anytime that we're in that place of resistance, it's just adding fuel to the fire. So with that, go ahead now, if you haven't done so already, and close your eyes. Take that first of your three deep breaths, signaling to your body and mind that you're going to relax. As you breathe in and exhale again, you may find it helpful to sigh on the exhales, or just take a really big breath and just let it out. Drop your shoulders back. Maybe wiggle your hips a bit to get comfortable. As you breathe in peace, what color would peace be for you? How would it feel to just magically be able to breathe in the color and feeling of peace and set aside worry, fear, and franticness for a time? Maybe imagine a basket in front of you, and you can take the worry, the frantic, the fear feelings, and just put them in the basket like a big old basket of puppies and kittens. And isn't it interesting that those feelings look different already? As you continue to pull the fear, the franticness out of your body and pile it up in the basket like a big basket of kittens and puppies, and continuing to breathe in peace, knowing that at any time you can pick up those puppies and kittens later and take them with you, but they're safe right now. And it's normal when you no longer have someone in your life that you're used to having around. that things feel different, awkward, uncomfortable from time to time, in a way that is similar to, but deeper than, moving your car keys from one spot to another, or moving someplace and having to learn where items are in the new cabinets. It's just a change. And so knowing and acknowledging that it's normal for change to feel awkward or uncomfortable is a wonderful first step to moving forward. So take a deep breath and relax. And when the fear and franticness comes up again, just imagine yourself exhaling it out of your body, putting it there in the basket in front of you, knowing that you can pick it up again later when you're done, if you choose, because that choice will always be yours to make. So breathe and be, knowing that it's normal and natural, and that there's a process to moving through. And that's really all we need to do to take the good, positive learnings, to cast aside self-condemnation about the choices we've made, and to look to the future, stepping one foot in front of the other. And you may find it helpful to bring in a practice of reminding yourself that in some ways, unless somebody is standing there in front of you, they don't exist. You can look at this in a way of reality. If they're not in front of you, then the conversations that you're having in your head are with something that doesn't exist. And there are some ideas in physics that would support this idea that if someone is not standing there physically in front of you, then they don't exist. And so each and every time you find yourself having conversations in your mind with that person, maybe trying to go round and round to fix something, stop, take a deep breath, and remind yourself that if that person is not physically there in front of you, then they don't exist in your reality. And you can save all of that intellectual, emotional energy in order to have those conversations should the time arise. But you can have them 1,000 different ways in your mind, and it never goes any one of those ways. So take a deep breath and imagine yourself reminding yourself to play with this idea, this practice, that person, if they're not in front of me physically right here, right now, they don't exist in my reality. So what does exist in your reality? Maybe you can take a moment to appreciate the air on your skin, or the clouds drifting by in the sky, the feeling of just having eaten a wonderful meal and finding little places of appreciation for what is in front of you. And remember, this moving through is a process. Just breathe, just be, setting aside the fears, the what-ifs, the franticness, and most importantly, the self-condemnation for having said this, or done that, or made this choice, or that choice, setting that aside, and finding those little things to appreciate in the reality of the moment in front of you, right here, right now, because if that person isn't in front of you, they don't exist. Breathe. breathe in peace and take the fear and franticness and put it in the basket of crazy little puppies and kittens. Preparing yourself now to open your eyes. Thank you so much for spending some of your day with me today. I'm Shel Hamilton, and you are listening to the Meditation Minis podcast. I know for some of you, you're probably wondering what's up with the puppies and the kittens in the basket. It's really difficult for us to hate puppies and kittens. Okay, maybe you're like one in 10,000 people who hates puppies and kittens, but pretty much it's very difficult to hate puppies and kittens. And so by picturing the franticness, the fear as crazy little puppies and kittens in a basket, your subconscious mind understands that, and it's able to relax some of that self-condemnation a little more easily. If this transition time is really difficult for you, working with me one-on-one may be a great fit and a great solution to what you're going through right now. If that sounds like something you'd like to explore further, just head on over to shellhamilton.com/sessions. Let's get some stuff cleared out for you in a one-on-one process, which can work a lot deeper and a lot faster to help you feel better and move forward. Thanks so much for listening, and have a wonderful week.
This has been a Calm Clear Now Network production. Executive producer Shel Hamilton. To discover more meditation, visualization, and affirmation podcasts like this one, visit calmclearnow.com.